The third one of the 12 foundation stones of the city wall in New Jerusalem is chalcedony. You know, they are gray, blue, and red colored chalcedonians. And generally, chalcedony is, you know, semi-transparent, you know, whitish stone. This stone spiritually symbolizes innocence and sacrificial love. You know, innocence means freedom from guilt or sin and through being unacquainted with evil. So when one is able to sacrifice himself for the kingdom of God with the pure heart that has no fault, this is the heart of spirit contained in chalcedony. You know, it is the sacrifice for Father God's kingdom and his righteousness. Sacrificial love is to give everything that one has, but expect nothing in return. You know, they are satisfied by just giving. You know, they just give without wanting anything in return. Now, parents, you know, give what they have and sacrifice themselves for children, but they don't expect to receive, you know, anything from the children. However, once the children grow up, you know, some parents want to receive something back from their children. You know, so that's why parents' hearts got hurt when, you know, their children, you know, hurt their hearts and they say, you know, do you know how I raised you? How could you do this to me? And they got angry like this. However, expecting something in return is not true love. You know, they sacrificed. They seem to sacrifice themselves, but they just gave fleshly love. Fleshly love is to sacrifice, but to receive something in return. And their hearts are hurt when others don't do as much they did for them. So, fleshly love without sacrifice is not worth just giving. So if you truly sacrifice something, then you should not expect nothing in return. If you expect something for return, then it's not sacrificial love anymore. So, the love of, you know, sacrificing oneself without anything in return is true love. So we can understand this heart through the heart of Ruth in the Old Testament. Ruth was a woman in Moab, and then she married to the son of Naomi, who fled from Israel, escaping from, you know, a drought. However, two sons of Naomi died in Moab land. And Naomi heard that the famine in Israel got ended. So Naomi wanted to go back. But she wanted her and the two daughters-in-law to stay with their parents. Orpah, the first one, actually finally went back. However, Ruth decided to follow her mother-in-law. You know, in Israel, she got nothing. She knew no one. But she had to serve her mother-in-law. Even if she had served her mother-in-law, there is no inheritance that she could receive. You know, people think when they sacrifice themselves or when they lower themselves, you know, they are not worthy in their life. So they don't sacrifice themselves. However, those who sacrifice themselves without anything in return, with no fault in their hearts, they are actually revealed by Father God before all people. Because the goodness and love in their hearts can be shined to others. That's why Father God compared their sacrificial love with the light of chalcedony. However, this generation is so evil, and it's very hard to find those who sacrifice themselves. Today's generation is so evil, then we frequently hear in the news about many sins that go against all morals. A son kills his father to be the insurance beneficiary, or a brother kills his own brother out of his envy. There are such, you know, detestable things that our hearts become depressed just at the mention of it. In this wicked world, how can we expect to see such goodness, you know, as serving a wicked stepmother with a good heart and risking their own lives to heal the diseases of their parents? Well, you might think this kind of goodness only happens in fictions or in stories. But you have learned about the perfect goodness that is acknowledged by God. Therefore, now you must know that you, as a child of God, can and must acquire this kind of goodness. Today, I'll introduce Ruth. She is a person who completely accomplished what we call the goodness of following one's duty. I hope that you will be able to check and compare with her example whether or not you are doing your duties completely in the truth. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may give out the beautiful aroma of goodness to your family and close friends so that you can evangelize your family and become the light and salt to many other souls around you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let me first briefly tell you about Ruth. Ruth was a Gentile woman living in Moab. She married an Israelite who moved to Moab to escape from a severe drought. But all men in the family died without any offspring. There were only Ruth, her mother, and Naomi, her mother-in-law, and her sister-in-law, Orpah. Ruth won success that Naomi rose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the land of Moab, for she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people in giving them food. And Naomi had pitied the two daughters-in-law and asked them to go back to their parents and live in peace. Well, you may want to do good to your daughters-in-law, just as Naomi did, right? But in the Bible, we can find example, people didn't do that. The biggest example is Judah, son of Jacob, in Genesis chapter 38. So let me compare, the hearts of Judah and Naomi. Well, marriage is one of the biggest events in one's life, right? But when Judah decided his marriage, he didn't counsel to his father Jacob. Not a single word. He just took a Gentile woman as wife. And the problem arose from here. If Judah had counseled Jacob about, getting married or get some advice from his father, he could have not married to a Gentile woman. And then there would have been no tragedy that he experienced. Ruth was a Gentile woman, but it was a different case. Okay? Naomi lived in Moab, and two Gentile women married to Naomi's two sons. However, Judah just took a Gentile woman. Well, Judah used his fleshly thought, and he did his act as he see fit. He thought it was a good choice, but it was a wrong choice. In the Bible, you can see that Judah did things out of his fleshly thought as he pleased. When his first son Er died, he didn't ask his second son Onan and just married to his sister-in-law. Of course, it was duty of Onan. However, even though it is a duty, he could have asked his second son so that Onan could do it out of his free will. But Judah gave him direct order, and Onan had to, obey. And so Onan became be against to Jacob, and it was a reason of being very evil. However, after that, even after this, Judah's fleshly thoughts continued. Judah didn't know why his two sons died right away. And when his two sons died, he hesitated to give his third son to his daughter-in-law Tamar. If he had known the reason why his two sons died, then he could have, asked, his third son, Shelah, not to, make God angry. However, he didn't do that, and he was full of worries and anxieties. So he thought that the sudden death of his two sons are due to, Tamar. So he worried about it. So Judah said to his daughter-in-law Tamar, remain a widow in your father's house until my son Shelah grows up. But, he didn't have any intention to give his third son to Tamar. If Judah had been a man of God, when things were not going well in his family, he could have knelt down before Father God and prayed. At least, he could have asked his father Jacob what was the will of God. However, Judah did everything according to his idea. So, he didn't want to his third son to Tamar. So he just wanted, his daughter-in-law to be away from him. However, at this moment, Judah didn't think of the position of his daughter-in-law. If he had thought about his daughter-in-law, he could have asked Tamar to get another man to get married. But, he told her to be remain widow. So he lied. But Naomi did the exactly opposite to what Judah did. Naomi was an Israelite. He lost his two sons in the land of Moab. So two daughters-in-law will remain beside her. They were all the Moabites. And Naomi wanted to go back to Israel. And from the depths of her heart, she consoled her two daughters-in-law and asked them to go back to their parents. Her two sons died. So they could not get their offspring. So she thought about their position. The first daughter-in-law, Orpah, went back to her parents. However, the second daughter-in-law didn't leave her. She decided to follow Naomi to Israel and serve her. So, Naomi thought about the position and hearts of her daughters-in-law, but Judah didn't think of his daughter-in-law's heart. He just thought about his position. And he lied to her daughter-in-law, Tamar, and he didn't inform Tamar about until, his third son grew up. Tamar was waiting for the third son grew up. So we can see, but there was no information. So he didn't have any intention to give third son to Tamar. But let's think about the difference between Tamar and Ruth. They are all daughter-in-law, right? Both of them were in a similar situation. However, their actions are quite different from each other. Ruth followed her mother-in-law Naomi to Israel, which was in a foreign land to her. And in Israel, to serve her mother-in-law Naomi, she sacrificed herself. Now, Naomi didn't pretend, right? She really wanted her daughter-in-law to go back. She said it from the depth of her heart. However, Ruth showed her true heart to follow her mother-in-law and expressed it with more confident and inspiring words. We can find that compassion in Ruth chapter 1 verses 16 and 17. Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from what following you. For where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I'll die, and there I'll be buried. Thus, may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death parts you and me." What a beautiful confession it was. We can deeply feel Ruth's love for her mother-in-law, who had no hope and nobody to rely on. It was a love so great that she wanted to stay with Naomi for the rest of Naomi's life. But if Ruth had the mind to seek her own benefit, what would she have done? She could have just said a couple of times that she wouldn't leave, but then, you know, left Naomi pretending to be forced by her mother-in-law, since her mother-in-law was telling her to leave so strongly. However, because Ruth had good heart, a heart to follow her duty didn't change at all. So can you imagine? It must have been such comfort to Naomi. When Naomi saw that, you know, Ruth, who was not even her own daughter, but a daughter-in-law, truly served her, even when her son had already died, she must have gained great encouragement in her heart. Brothers and sisters, the aspect of goodness that we will learn from Ruth is the goodness to follow one's duty. One's duty is the way that a person has to follow in nature and order of things. The children should serve their parents. Brothers love one another. And young people should respect the elderly people. Now, when people follow this path in the right way, we can say that they are doing their duties. Then, one's duty is something that should be kept naturally. So why do we say Ruth is good? First off, it's because Ruth chose to fulfill her duty even when it was not beneficial for her at all. She chose to fulfill her duty even if she had to sacrifice herself. So when you listen to this message, please compare Ruth with yourself. If I were in her shoes, how would I feel? What would I do and what would I say? Try to think about this and listen to this message. If Ruth had not followed her mother-in-law, but returned to her hometown, she could have remarried and lived a happy life again with a new husband. However, if she followed her mother-in-law, what would be in the days ahead of her? For her mother-in-law, it was her hometown. But for Ruth, it was a strange place. Their livelihood was not certain there either. Furthermore, since her mother-in-law was old, Ruth had to take the responsibility of making a living. Besides, if her mother-in-law died, Ruth would be left alone in a strange land without a husband or children. So the result of her choice to stay or leave were clearly opposite to each other, and now she had to make a choice. In a physical sense, it was clear that she would either suffer or gain happiness. Now, what would you do if you were Ruth? All the male members should think about it too, okay? Also, even Naomi thought of her daughter-in-law, and she was telling her to take the way of happiness, not the suffering. Still, Ruth didn't care about the situation. She didn't calculate what would be better for her. But she courageously chose the way of doing her duty to serve her mother-in-law, who would be alone. Could you choose to do your duty like that if you were in Ruth's situation? In the case of worldly people, serving elderly parents becomes a big problem among brothers in a family, and they have conflict with each other. The younger ones argue that the first son obviously has to take care of the parents, yet the first son says he cannot do it all by himself, so everybody should take a turn. Furthermore, if the parents have Alzheimer's or some other serious disease, it is even more problematic for them. In this church, however, there is a lady who serves her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law has Alzheimer's diseases, But when she talks about it to her family, her sisters or brothers-in-law, they would believe it. No way! My mother has Alzheimer's? They deny the fact. They don't try to believe it. Now, I would like to ask them, don't they really believe what she's saying? Or don't they believe it in order to avoid their responsibility? As long as they have good heart to do their duties, this kind of thing would not be a problem. They would handle it in peace. There are many mommy members who volunteer to take care of their parents even in a situation where you know, they don't really have to do it, to lead the parents to the way of salvation. And I'm very thankful for that. Emma, as a pastor, I hear so many testimonies. Some people are so bright. You know, my mother is so weak. And she lives in a remote city. And I wanted to evangelize her. So I would like to take care of her. So please pray for me. No, they ask me like that. I hear such testimonies a lot. You know, there were many people, you know, who asked the senior pastor to pray for. You know, I would like to live with my parents and serve them so that, you know, they can also be saved. But you know, they don't listen to me. Their parents said, you know, I like staying here. You just live there. I'll leave you here like that. So please pray for my parents. They asked senior pastor to pray for them. That they, you know, so that, you know, they could move to Seoul and then we can, you know, take care of them. It is so touching story, right? Well, I have some testimonies who do their duty like that with sacrifice and love. Now, please learn their goodness as well. Is a testimony of a deaconess, Mi-yeon Kim. In my marriage life, I was wandering the world, but the message from my main church asked me to find answer and happiness. By the lead of Father God, you know, I was happy to come to church, and I wanted to give more offerings to Father God. I wanted to know more about Father God's heart, and in the field, in the space of the shepherd, I was so thankful because I found treasure in hidden land. By the grace of my shepherd, my whole family could be evangelized. She could not, you know, communicate with her family well. But after listening to these messages, she was able to understand all her family and love their family and could evangelize all her family. My husband, my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece and nephews, my mother-in-law, my parents, they were all led to the way of salvation by the lead of Father God. Through GCN, we are on the same flow. In summer retreat, where Father God's power was manifested, we could become one. The power of the shepherd was so amazing. My sister and her family lived in China, but they came to Korea according to senior pastor's schedule, and she got prayer from senior pastor. Now, every year, they come to summer retreat. And we have a message, online message, and sometimes we fast together and pray together. My mother-in-law was Catholic for more than 60 years. Now, she comes to Manmin Church. My father, who has been in sickbed, was healed in summer retreat. She was able to walk. And then, she passed away at the best time. And my mother used to say, you know, if I see your father walk, then I will go to church. After she saw in a miracle, she came to church and she went to God. In this year soon, thank you. All glory be to God. On Lunar New Year Day this year, my mother could not take her eyes off from her senior pastor. For 3 days, she was beside the senior pastor. Thanks to love and prayer of Mrs. Bong Lim Lee, she now gives tithes and give prayer every day. She says she's so proud of the senior pastor. She says, our shepherd is so great, so good, given by God. She now says she's so thankful for being able to pray for senior pastor. She prays day and night. Now she goes to Gwangju Manmin Church. Now she is writing The Rapid Flow of the Holy Spirit. Wherever I am, in the space of the shepherd, we are one with our family. And thank you for giving me great in the duty. Now, her family is in Gwangju, in Seoul, in Paju, in China. And they are all united as one, as Manmin members. Thank you for great love. And thank you for giving me chance to become the flock of the shepherd. My shepherd has led me to this way, which was impossible without love. Thanks to his sacrifice and tears, we became happy family. We now kneel down to pray. We now try hard to become pleasure to Father God. We now pray for souls and love souls. By the power of the shepherd, we came to faith. My husband got healed. We solved our problems in family. My father was saved. My mother-in-law, my mother are all advancing toward heaven. Thank you for calling us as flock of the shepherd. I give all thanks to Father God and the Lord and the shepherd. Thank you, and we love you. Well, she gave me a wrong letter of testimony, but then I reduced for this service. Another testimony, Deaconess So-young Cho. By the lead of my mother, I came to Manmin Church. I was serving my mother-in-law. She was suffering from the operation of breast cancer. Now, I thought, you know, I was a loving mother, loving daughter, and loving mother-in-law, loving daughter-in-law. I thought I was doing good because I served my mother-in-law well. However, as I listened to senior pastor's messages, I found strong self-righteousness and frameworks and negative thoughts. I thought I was doing my best to serve my mother-in-law, but, you know, I had a hard time whenever I served my mother-in-law who had a very strong character. I was kind of shy. But my husband also shy. He didn't express his heart. But I tried so hard to change, and my heart started to change. She got in the move to a new apartment. And her husband didn't express himself well, but he changed. So anyway, you know, she said, I remodeled in this apartment so that you could stay well. It was my gift for you. You know, and then her husband was so happy, even though she was so shy, even he and she, both of them were so shy. My mother-in-law once was a wife and a mother-in-law, and then she also had a hard time. You know, when I thought about it, you know, I had a mercy for her. And I could understand my husband more and more, and better and better. And I was, you know, thankful for my husband, who was sacrificing all the time for the family. My mother-in-law likes to watch GCN every day. Especially, she likes, you know, senior pastor's messages. And after listening to his message, you know, he explains it to me in great detail. But because of many, you know, diseases, she couldn't walk well. However, I played, you know, Message of the Cross message tapes so that she could hear. And then I asked her to go and see senior pastor every Sunday morning. But she hesitated on Sunday. However, I took her on my car and I waited with her along the road, you know. But our shepherd stretched out his hand and prayed with his hand on my mother-in-law's head, who was in a wheelchair. After receiving the prayer, she was so touched by his eye contact and love and prayer. Next day, amazing thing happened. She couldn't walk well. However, she been to Mart all by herself. This made her have a good impression of our shepherd. Now, whenever she talks about our shepherd, she sheds tears and she becomes thankful. She says, without you, nothing will go on well. My youngest mother, daughter-in-law is the best. She depends on me more than her own sons and daughters. And then she trusts me to take care of all the financial things in the family. My family-in-law recognized me, and now whenever they have family events, they avoid Sunday. And we don't give rites every year, we just give service. I'm not perfect yet, but I'm changed to serve my husband and the mother-in-law from the depths of my heart. It is all thanks to the teaching of my shepherd and his power. As I obeyed the word of the shepherd, Father God governed the hearts of my family-in-law. They worked everything for the good, and we became happy family. My shepherd shows the heart of Father God. He has waited with unchanging love and had expectation for me. And I will, without change, serve my mother-in-law and husband with spiritual love. Brothers and sisters, the goodness to do one's duty works not only in families, but also in your workplace the same. Now, we have these kind of families a lot in this church. But they are one, and they serve their mother-in-law and the father-in-law, their mothers and fathers. We have such good members in the church a lot. It works not only in family, but in workplace as well, you know. Our members sometimes ask me the following kind of question, you know. They ask, I've been offered a job where I can be paid more. What should I do? But they ask me this question because they want to follow the goodwill of God before they choose what is beneficial for them. And I ask them, whether or not, you know, quitting the current job would cause any harm to their present company. If you received great help, you know, when you were in difficulties, or if you learned the skills to become a good technician in this company, or if you are doing an important role there, you know, you should think what kind of action is truly good. To move for the benefit of reality or to follow the way of goodness. Well, if you still feel that you should change your workplace, you must not cause any harm to your current company that gave you, you know, lots of benefit before. However, if you give up your benefits to follow the way to fulfill your duty by believing in God, you know, God the Father will surely pay you back with better things. I hear such good testimonies a lot. When they didn't follow the benefit of their reality, but follow the way of goodness, God gave them blessing. I hear so many such testimonies. Even in faith, we can see those who have a good heart to do their duty grow more quickly in spirit. Those who are good in their hearts are grateful for the grace of the Lord and the love of God the Father, who saved them from sin. So they think, it's obviously the duty for them to live according to the will of God. So once people come to know that it is God's will to keep the Sabbath day holy without working, they stop working on Sundays to live according to God's will. Among our male members, you know, there are many who quit their job because, you know, they couldn't keep the Lord's day holy after their faith has grown up. They gave up their job to keep the Lord's day holy. They changed their job even though they will be paid less, just because they can keep the Lord's Day holy. Unless they receive even greater blessing after some period of time passes by, half a year or half a year later. With the faith of a new believer, it might seem that the profit from working on Sundays will be lost, but those with good heart follow the will of God, and they say, I'm saved by the Lord. How can I seek my own benefit going against the will of God? For example, someone said like this. He takes in a great role in his company. But the company doesn't pay him enough. Even though, you know, he got in a great, he makes in a great contract, his company doesn't, you know, appreciate. So what about changing job? So he asked me, so I asked him, why don't you have conversation with the company and ask the situation? You know, I've been doing great job for this company and I deserve some in the commission. And then after he had the conversation, you know, he could receive in a great commission from his current company, and he gave great glory to Father God. You know, that his current company was receiving blessing because of him, thanks to him. But he was not receiving any kind of benefit from it. But, you know, without, you know, complaining, he just, you know, worked harder and then made a conversation with the company, and the company agreed to give him the commission. Now, in your family, how do you talk to your husband or your children? Do you treat them in gentleness, with service in your heart? Or do you talk to them bluntly? Do you serve your parents just as Ruth did? Or did you speak, you know, words of ill feelings against them and hurt their hearts? You heard the truth. So you know what the truth is. However, the moment you have to sacrifice and serve, you don't do as much as you know. You use your fleshly thought. Then you choose the way that is more beneficial for you, even though you know the truth. It's not a big deal. You think like this. You know, I can do as I see fit. You think it's trivial. Let me give you another example. Well, those who are very faithful for the kingdom of God, I'd like to ask them whether they are doing their job for others' benefit. Someone seeks their own benefit. Some people seek their own benefit, even working for Father's kingdom. They want to be acknowledged, and they say they are faithful and they love God. However, Father God searches people's heart. Even though it is a minute evil, it is evil without goodness. You have to know whether you choose goodness or evil in your heart. If you choose the goodness, then your heart will be gradually filled with goodness. I have to yield, you know. I have to, you know, give this to someone else. I have to serve others. I have to work for others' benefit. You gotta do your job with this kind of heart. Let's say you have to decide a menu when dining together with your, you know, co-workers. Now there are your co-worker A, co-worker B, and we gotta go to this restaurant because, you know, we can make an order, you know, what they like. Some people, however, decide, you know, go to a restaurant that they like most. And they kind of persuade them so that, you know, they should eat, you know, what you like, right? So you have to ask yourself whether you are seeking for others' benefit or your own benefit. Say, we have to get a, you know, we got an uniform. Some people choose uniform for better good. Others choose uniform that look good on them. So you have to ask whether you're working for others' benefit or for your own benefit, even for trivial matters. I hope that you can choose goodness even though you have to risk your own life. The second reason we say Ruth is good is that she did her duty with truthfulness and sincerity, not with a sense of duty. Ruth went to the land of Judah, following her mother-in-law. She never regretted choosing to follow her mother-in-law and served her with an unchanging heart. Well, you choose something because you thought it was right or good to do so, or it was the way to follow. Haven't you regretted you made such a decision later on? Once you made a decision because you thought it was right to do it, then there should be no regret. If you regret it, or if your heart was changed, then it was not a true way to follow. You have to do with unchanging heart. When Ruth arrived in Bethlehem of Judah, she immediately had to find something to eat. Fortunately, it was the harvest season for barley. Going behind the reapers, she was able to glean the field for dropped grain among the sheaves. It was not much, even though she gleaned for the whole day, but she was happy that she could serve her mother-in-law with that and faithfully did the job. We can also see in the Bible how truthfully Ruth respected her mother-in-law and served her sincerely. After her work of the day, she brought the grain she gleaned and told her mother-in-law what happened during the day in great detail. Ruth served her mother-in-law with great faithfulness and love. There are children who insist their idea when they're about to take care of their parents. However, children took care of them. Now, they grew up, and then their parents got old, and then children take care of their parents. And it is the moment when the children start to insist their own idea. However, Ruth was always kind to her mother-in-law. She tried to understand the heart of mother-in-law and act according to it. Naomi also loved Ruth very much with a true heart, treating her like her own daughter. We have testimonies of those who served with truthfulness and faithfulness. A testimony of Eunsuk Kim. I decided not to serve my mother-in-law. However, Pastor Tae Cho visited me, and I decided my mind to serve my mother-in-law. Now, I became a mother-in-law who understands my mother. And then once I had the sale meeting in her house, her husband, Chun Sung Il, said, my wife is so good, and she serves mother with her truthfulness and faithfulness. After the sale meeting, whenever he got time, he testified. I was not doing from the beginning, 7 or 8 years ago. I said, my mother-in-law doesn't understand me, and I have a hard time with her. Then pastor said, why don't you, put yourself into her shoes and try to understand her heart and pray for that. So every Daniel prayer meeting, I ask God, Father God, to understand her heart. And then while praying, I served her with the good dishes with all my heart. I did that every day. Then I was able to understand my mother-in-law gradually. Now, I understand my mother greatly. My mother has a problem with her back. She couldn't move well. One day, she asked me to cut her hair. I used to, cut her hair during bathing, but I, cut her hair more than, what she wanted. And she got angry. I looked at her, and I regretted. Well, all I had to do was just do as she wanted. But I just did as I was pleased. I realized that it was my self-righteousness frameworks. And I repented. Senior pastor said, you can make peace when you do what others want. And I was so sorry to my mother. This is my member, right? when, you know, my mother's, when our mothers got angry, instead of saying, you know, I serve like this and beating her, but why she got angry like this? But instead, you know, we try to look back on ourselves. You know, I just did as I pleased. And then we repent, right? And Father God takes care of our heart and gives us blessing. So I was so sorry to my mother. Now, whenever my mother, you know, says in anything, you know, I can understand her. You know, still, you know, she has some, you know, ill feelings, but, you know, she doesn't reveal it. Now, there is no dispute in the family, and I, you know, my husband and my daughter also receiving blessing. My, you know, sisters and friends hear that I serve my mother-in-law. They said, you know, since I go to mom in church, you know, she does her duty well. You are an angel. My husband bought me a car so that I can work diligently for Father God's kingdom. Now I give thanks to my shepherd who changed me with his word of life and led me to the blessing. I give thanks to my shepherd again who prayed for my family. Thank you. I have another testimony. Shim Jin-suk, I lived a life of sacrifice even when I was a kid. And I took care of all the chores when I was a fourth grader in elementary school. I woke up early in the morning. I packed lunch for my sisters. But I didn't think it was hard. I was just happy to do that. After I came to the church, I couldn't go to family events on Sunday, but, you know, I was not persecuted. You know, instead of going to family events on Sunday, you know, I visit them weekdays and help them. And I, you know, along with my husband, even, you know, I help my family-in-law in the farming. And we are recognized as a good son and daughter-in-law. Now, whenever we have, you know, my mother-in-law sends, you know, great grains and all kinds of stuff. Now, when father was in law, ERI, you know, as I was faithful to Father God's kingdom, Father God blessed me and saved my father. Now, he's running a good Christian life. Now, I had one thing. You know, I didn't take care of my family well while I was doing my duty and the children. Sometimes I thought it was my duty and it was natural for my family to understand me. Now you have such a child, right? You know, the child. Some, you know, the truth, you know, tells me to rejoice and give thanks all the time, but, you know, whenever I have to take the full responsibility, I couldn't give thanks well. You know, this is something that I had to do. I had to do it with happiness. But, you know, when I did something good and when I was not praised enough, I didn't feel good. Whenever it happened, I prayed earnestly and I discovered myself. When I got a great responsibility, I passed it with thankfulness and Father God blessed me to deal with people in goodness as I, you know, circumcise my heart. As my, you know, words become good, my faith could grow up. I received such kind of blessing. Well, and this is all thanks to the teaching of my shepherd. I just obeyed. And Father God made me a child who can be loved wherever I go. I will serve in all God's house to give more beautiful fragrance of Jesus Christ. This was her testimony. Thank you. Well, your change, it touched my heart. No, Ruth didn't seek her own benefit. She risked herself and to do her duty in faithfulness and truthfulness. My grandmother, you know, passed away at the age of 91. And I remember how Mrs. Bolin Lee served her. You know, she always served her with a good dress and clean dress. And she always, you know, helped her out of happiness and peace and served her well. Whenever she came to Seoul, Pastor Mi Kyung-hee always knew that she would visit me because, you know, she had a dream. Your grandmother is a mother to your father, okay? So you have to treat the grandmother well. You know, I love my father, so I love my grandmother so much. So whenever she came, I, you know, played with her. And then all night, every night, you know, I asked her to tell me a story. And then she gave me a same story every time. And I pretended as if I was listening to for the first time. The next day, please tell me a story. And then she told me the same story again the next day. And I listened to her. Three daughters, like Pastor Mi Kyung Lee, Pastor I, and Pastor Su Jin Lee. We always, you know, served her, and my mother, served her mother, you know, grandmother. When she was in the Changheng area, my mother always, you know, bought, you know, good, beautiful dress for her. And we learned, you know, what we have to do from my mother. These deeds of Ruth were known to the people of Bethlehem, and she was praised by the people. Eventually, an influential man there named Boaz became the kinsman redeemer and took Ruth as his wife. Ruth received great blessings spiritually and physically. Ruth gave birth to Boaz's son, Obed. And Obed was the grandfather of David. And through this, Ruth was in the genealogy of Jesus, even though she was a Gentile woman. How touched our Father God was. You know, Father God was searching for such people like Ruth. Don't you think her goodness moved the heart of her neighbor and other Israelites? The word must have been spreading. So Boaz, who could be the kinsman redeemer, came to her like her and married. So Ruth's name could be in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. So when Ruth married to Boaz, she didn't insist her own benefit. She just followed the will of her mother-in-law Naomi. She didn't think about her comfort. She just followed the will of Naomi. And everything worked for the good. And she could find her name in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And she was in a precious position in heaven as well. Now, in parents' position who are being served, what kind of heart and attitude is really goodness and love? There is a story that makes us think about it. Once upon a time, there was a country in which it was a law to abandon old parents who were older than 70 years old in a deep mountain. In one of those areas, there was a son and his 70-year-old mother. The son could not bear discarding his mother in mountain. So he had to follow the law, right? One day, he asked his mother to go for an outing and carried her on his back. His mother already knew what was happening and that her son lied. But she just went along with him. It was a long journey and they had to take several rests. The mother was worried her son was tired and he might get lost on the way back home, since he was only looking down at the ground while walking. So she broke some branches to mark the way back. They finally arrived at the destination, and it was almost sunset. The son said, "Mother, stay here. I will go home and bring you dinner." The mother, who knew her son was abandoning her, said, "Can you find the way back? If you get lost, follow the broken branches. I broke them on the way here." Brothers and sisters, we don't exactly know if it was a true story. But in today's world, where love between parents and children have cooled down, we can realize true love through this story. If we have true love like this, we don't even have to think about fulfilling one's natural duty. In many old stories, we can find those who had true love of this kind or followed the proper way even to the point of death, even though they didn't know God. How should we, who know God and the word of the truth, should act as children of God? We are saved by the grace of the Lord from the way of eternal death, and we receive the promise of eternal life. So it's a duty of men to pay back the grace we have received. The third, Ruth, is called good because without changing her heart, she paid back for the grace she received. It's hard to find children who sacrifice themselves to serve their parents who are sick. But Ruth served her mother-in-law with sacrificial love. This kind of love is not just following one's duty. Ruth believed in God. So by her faith, this kind of spiritual love came out. Her mother-in-law had no hope. However, Ruth didn't find her way back home. Risking all kinds of difficulties, she remained with her mother-in-law. Thanks to this truthfulness, she didn't change. Even when she faced difficulties, her love didn't change. For John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who has fears is not perfected in love." True love never got shaken in any kind of difficulties. Probably you have made the confession, "With all my life, I will do my duty and pay back for this grace." There were so many people who testified in Mami magazine, and they promised their sacrifice and their acts and deeds, and their the deeds in faith. You know, I was so greatly touched by those in the testimonies. There are many people, who said, "I will thank you for saving me. I will do my best to serve children, to serve this church." Now, I cannot find many of them. Then I realized how precious it is to keep their duty, to keep their confession. Sister Kim Hyun, right? I didn't know her job, but she became an announcer because her dictation is so great, clear. She was so thankful for the grace that she received, and she wanted to help our shepherd. And she studied a lot, and after graduation, she wanted to become a great worker in GCN. She became an announcer. She trained, she received training, and she became an announcer. And she is working so hard to become great and help to Father God's kingdom. All Mami members are all working like that. Some say, "I cannot do it anymore. Until when should I do this?" Some people complain like this when they are in difficulties. "I would like to take a rest. I want to go." No, they say it is not betrayal, but it is betrayal. They used to say, "I will take the cross of Jesus." Now, when they face difficulties, they change their mind. Sometimes their passion got cooled down out of their greed for the world. The heart that our Lord wants is the heart that never changes like pure gold. Brothers and sisters, those with good heart do not stop doing good deeds somewhere in the middle, because it is the pleasing will of God to sacrifice oneself for the benefit of others and to follow the proper way of men. They do good deeds without change of heart like Ruth did. Doing good deeds unchangingly in any kind of situation is to accomplish the perfect will of God the Father. Today, this kind of good person is rare. There are a few who do the good will of God. It's even scarcer to find the man who acts in goodness until the end. We can see this trend in saying, There are a few good signs if the disease is long. Even though the children might serve their parents who are ill, if it goes on for a long time and if they have to spend a lot of money, their original heart changes over time. Their sympathy and love for their sick parents go away. The hardship coming from the taking care of them comes out as words and actions that break the parents' hearts. The parents already feel sorry to have become a burden on their children, but the children, speaking out of words of irritation, they hurt the parents' feeling so much more. So how do the parents react in this kind of a situation? Some feel very disappointed. Others express their anger. They say, "You know what I went through to raise you. How could you do this to me?" Sometimes they don't deserve to be angry at them, but they got angry and made themselves sick. They don't express their anger. Well, of course, it's the natural duty of children to serve their parents, even if they have to sacrifice themselves. So let me read the Bible again. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where I die, where you die, I will die. And there I'll be buried. Thus, may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death parts you and me." What a touching confession it is. And we are truly touched because she lived her life without changing. Not because of her confession, her life touches our heart. Many people are healed and they make confession. "Thank you for leading me to this church and to shepherd. I will serve him with all my life." Time passes by. It's hard to keep the Sabbath day holy because I have to make living. Some people say, "I go to church, but my parents don't like it, so I cannot disobey the will of my parent." Or, for their benefit, they forsake the grace they received, and they leave the church. Even now, the shepherd has sent greetings from time to time to the pastor whom he served before he became a pastor. The shepherd always say hello. He always said hello to Pastor Son Taekgu. Well, I think I have to check it. I asked Elder Vin, "Is he doing still the same?" Elder Vin said, "Yes, he's still doing the same. He sent the leaders of women's mission to serve the pastor." The shepherd always said hello to Pastor Son Taekgu, who was his teacher when he went to seminary. If he couldn't do it, either any other leader of some departments did it and served them. Brothers and sisters, the Father of our spirit is God, and we are His children. I want you to check whether you have fulfilled your duty as God's children by doing what pleases Him. Especially, pastors and church workers who confess to offer their lives should check whether or not their heart has not changed somewhere in the middle. Have you come along the way with thanksgiving and joy, even in hardships and difficulties? Prophet Habakkuk confessed in Habakkuk 3, verses 17 to 19, "Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He has made my feet like hinds' feet, and makes me walk on my high places for the choir director on my stringed instruments." I urge you to firmly believe that God the Father will give you the best things if you go your way with faith, trying to do your duty as pastors and workers or children of God with thanksgiving for the grace you have received. You should never forget the grace that you received from Father God and from the Lord. In this moment of blessing, I feel the goodness and love of Father God all the more. And you should never forget this grace and love that you receive from Father God and the Lord. My shepherd always asked us not to look at the world, but look at the reality, the spiritual things of heaven. However, the nature of man is to seek something good and their own benefit. People don't want to get lost. They are so thankful when they receive grace from Father God, but according to their fleshly nature, they look at the world and they see spring. And they think, until when should I yield? They would like to insist. They want to do as they please. Out of fleshly thought, Ruth seemed very foolish. Without her husband, she moved to Gentile land, and she had to serve her mother-in-law. There was no future. However, she was diligent. She set a good example. And she did that without change. Even at the moment she had to suffer some loss, she depended on Father God that she learned from her mother-in-law. Since she did that out of her goodness, she didn't think it was sacrifice. She didn't think it was loss for her. She was not doing it reluctantly. She just did it out of joy and thanks. And she didn't change her heart. We listen to the word of truth, but we change my heart. We change our heart. Why? Because there is fleshly thought. Fleshly people's hearts are governed by Satan, the enemy of God. When co-workers do great job and they got praised, Satan moved your heart. And he was not the only one who did that. Why he was praised alone? I did the same job, but I'm not acknowledged, but he is praised. And your heart got disheartened. However, if you have a knowledge of truth, it wouldn't look like that. But Satan, with the knowledge of truth, you will rejoice together. Since you have spiritual love, you will rejoice with the truth. Well, if you use fleshly thought, then you will say, he's so rude, he's so selfish. When someone is doing something that is against your thought, or sometimes you have to suppress your anger. We have to pray fervently to get rid of this kind of untruth. And changing can be from selfish mind, or greed, or jealousy. Not because of something big, because of some trivial thing in your heart, trivial untruth in your heart, this betrayal comes out. But you have to get rid of it through fervent prayers, with love and truth. Then you can have a heart without changing. If you have knowledge of truth, you do not judge when somebody does something evil act. You will think he might have a reason. If you go into deeper level of goodness, then you will just give thanks and joy. You will interpret that situation in a good way. You will have thoughts of truth if you have only knowledge of truth. However, people pile up knowledge of untruth in their hearts. So, thoughts of untruth naturally come out. So, once you believe in Father God, you have to turn those knowledge of untruth into knowledge of truth. And you have to make thought into flesh, the spiritual thought, and thoughts of truth. Foul material makes foul dish. You need fresh material to make fresh dish, fresh food. By the same token, you have to change your knowledge in your heart into the truth so that your thought can be the thoughts of truth. In order to do that, you have to diligently listen to the Word of God and make bread from it. Fleshly people filter what they hear. So some misunderstand and misinterpret. People listen differently, act differently, and interpret differently, even though they listen to the same thing. Some say amen when there is something is with their thought. However, something is not in accordance with their thought, they say no man. It's not that. We are told to serve others or turn right cheek when we are held on the left cheek. Some people say, how can you live like that? You will have laws in your life. However, Father God Almighty makes those who serve others raised and bless them. So people who have their own knowledge and experience do not believe in the word of God and they act against the will of God. Romans 8:7 says, because the mindset on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. From the moment our shepherd met God, he didn't use fleshly thought to doubt the word of God. When he was in the sickbed for 7 years, nobody cured him, but God healed him all at once. He didn't take medicine. He didn't get surgery. But God healed him when our shepherd knelt down in the temple of God. Since he experienced the almightiness of Father God, he believed every word of the Bible. He believed when Jesus revived the dead and seek the heathen people. Joshua prayed and the sun and the moon stopped. Moses divided the Red Sea. The bitter water turned into sweet water. He believed everything. 10 plagues, Peter's healing sick people. People got healed when they touched the apron or handkerchief. Demons left them. He believed everything. From he was a novice Christian, he believed every word in the Bible. He has never doubted it. So how thankful. Since he believed everything, he now saves even the dead. Since he believed every word, he could keep every word of God, Father God. Since he believed in Father God Almighty, even in a difficult situation, he depended only on Father God, only through prayers. Do you think a senior pastor has ever regretted of loving God and live by the will of God? Will he regret by... Do you think a senior pastor would regret for believing in you and expecting you? Well, no. He will continue to save you, help you, heal you, manifest the power of God to spread the will of Father God. Therefore, the works of God's power and its works will continue in Mami ministry. The power of recreation will be accomplished, and he will open the world mission. God is with Mami ministry. Still, the power of God is manifested through Kankuchi prayer. So many people give testimonies. So many people receive blessings. Father God showed great circular rainbow when we have praise festival in Seoul. There was a cool breeze. The weather was perfect. So we gave thanks to Father God. I was greatly touched when I was watching miracle and brass ensembles. I was so proud of them. And I feel they're also proud too. They have trained for decades to be like that. In order to train them, they had to control themselves. But now, they are so precious to give the best dances and playing instruments. For 20 or 30 years, they have kept their places. Now they are at the age of 30 or 40s. Now they that train more to give better dance and praises. And I was so thankful for that. They gave up what they wanted to do, but they look for the eternal things of heaven. And they are training themselves, even in a spiritual way. Their hearts in when they were in 20s didn't change. So I was also thankful for that. So many Manmin people said they were proud of being Manmin. Brothers and sisters, let me conclude this message. I talked about the aspect of goodness that fulfills one's duty with the example of Ruth. I told you two reasons why Ruth's deeds were considered good, although serving one's mother-in-law was her natural duty. When I deliver this kind of message, many ladies or parents who have daughters may shake their hands, will say no. Why is that? They always care about their interest first. They consider their happiness first. They don't want to do anything which may cause them in a misfortune. They know it's their duty to follow, but they will not follow. They will not follow. If my daughter is in that situation, I will advise her not to do that. But I believe my members will follow the goodness. I want to do such goodness. I want to become such a lady like Ruth. I want to become such a true son or daughter of God. Many mommy members have such faith. The first reason, she chose to fulfill her duty, knowing that she would not gain any benefit, but rather she had to sacrifice herself. Second, she served her mother-in-law, not with sense of duty, but with truthfulness. And third, she served her mother-in-law with sincerity without changing her mind. I think you should check your heart and resemble Ruth and serve God, serve church, and serve the shepherd. Let's think of the message and pray together.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.